The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
And we say a very good morning to the candidate running in the Anglesey by-election that we didn't get to speak to last week while we were down in Anglesey, Andrew Peters-Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for being on the program. I suppose we should first of all ask, are you feeling better?
Yes, and the lesson is get your flu shots, which I didn't do.
Especially if you're running as a candidate.
Especially if you're running as a candidate, indeed.
So I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the forum that we conducted last week, but a lot of interesting questions and banter backwards and forwards between the candidates. I suppose we should perhaps start by asking you, why are you running for this position?
I'm running because I'm a local here, and I've seen a lot of the issues being flagged at various meetings, and my biggest concern is that there's just not enough information. There seems to be a lot of opinion, but hardcore information seems to be lacking, so that's my platform, is to run to offer transparency, so when we come to make a decision, at least we have the correct information to base that decision on.
Have you run for anything like this before?
No. As you probably may be aware, I'm a media guy, so no, not at all.
Just be careful saying that around here. We may be getting you in to do a few voiceovers.
Exactly.
So what was the sort of straw that broke the camel's back, or what was breaking point, or was it just, okay, this is a by-election that's come up, it's an opportunity for me to have a go?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is you move down to a beautiful place like Anglesey and Aries and Fairhaven, because you look for a different kind of lifestyle. And then, of course, things do pop up, and you can see that if they get traction, that they're going to change what you've moved down to enjoy. So that was the main push for me, just to make sure that anything that does happen down here is done properly, and for all of us to benefit from for generations to come.
There's two questions that I ask everyone running for local government. First of all, I'm guessing that you live within the bounds of the Anglesey ward?
I do indeed. I live at the beautiful spot of Point Roadknight.
And do you have any political party allegiances, or have you ever been a member of a political party?
No, I haven't. I'm not that foolish.
Where would you describe your politics?
Look, my politics probably borders on, it has a social bent to it. I believe in fair play. I believe that, we should be mindful of everybody and make sure that our society comes first.
Having a read of the candidate statements, it seems like there's some sort of preference deal that's been struck between you and two other candidates as kind of being like the progressive bloc, and we heard a little bit about how that came about on Tuesday. How did that meeting come about?
Well, first of all, that there is another in the preference deal, so it's, the preferences have changed because, as you know, Tony Revelle came in at the last minute. Now, Tony and I have had a meeting. We agree on a couple of key policies, probably really important ones about town boundaries. So we've done a preference deal. So my first preference is Tony Revelle, then Alex Marshall, and then Harry Rosson. The meeting with Alex and Harry came about because I just wanted to meet the other candidates, and we had a good chat, and I've got to say that they are, they're young, and I think they've got a fantastic future ahead of both of them. They're very impressive candidates. But maybe this is not their time, but it will be, eventually. But for me, I wanted to make sure that that kind of, looking after our town boundaries, not pushing for crazy development, making sure everything, I'm not anti-development, but I'm certainly mindful of the wrong development.
So one of the big things that came up was whether you should be a local in order to be elected, because there was a few people that were running from out of town in Torquay, I think. So you think you should be a local to represent Anglesey?
Well, it certainly doesn't do any harm. I mean, you are representing your ward and you are representing your area, and I know people in Aries, and I know people in Fairhaven, and I live in Anglesey. And I understand their concerns because I live here, so their concerns are my concerns. So I think that is important, I must admit, yes.
So a few of the questions that we should perhaps look at in terms of the issues that seem to have defined the campaign, and one of them is, of course, Anglesey Futures. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm more of the structure plan. I think the structure plan was already well written. It was it's a fantastic document, and everyone should read that document. It covers everything we need for this area. staying with inside the boundaries. As far as the futures plan, there's, and this is where it gets to that confusing area where we have numerous plans, numerous opinions, numerous papers, and all it does is confuses the population. They don't really know what's going on, and that's what I stand for, to make sure they do know what's going on.
How do we get that information out there? Because there has been a bit of a debate with one of the councillors down there, Heather Wellington, and her request for information. Do you think that's sort of in line with what you're talking about with transparency, or a separate issue, do you think?
Well, I think it's obviously the same issue. I mean, we do need to get the information. So all I'm saying is that we need someone from this ward to be sitting around the table at council that will demand that information for our community.
What do you think about the Alcoa site? Should the chimney stack come down?
That's a contentious issue, isn't it?
Yes.
I think the Alcoa site certainly warrants a lot of discussion, and that should be held in council with consultation with the community. But once again, the community must be given all the information.
How do you rate the performance of Surf Coast Shire as a whole, other than the issue around transparency that you just spoke about?
I think the Surf Coast Shire is great. I've talked to Margot on a regular basis, and she's done a fantastic job with the council. I mean, some of the new programs are excellent. So I don't have a problem at all. I just think we need another strong voice there, especially now Libby Coker's, you know, handed it back her seat. Now she's in federal politics. Mm. We need someone from here to represent this area, this ward.
Do you have any thoughts about recycling? Because that seems to be one of the tough issues that council will have to come to grips with in the months ahead.
What a mess. SKM, what a mess. I mean, I still can't believe that we're sitting here with these issues about recycling in our state. And it is an issue, and I haven't gone into detail, but it's going to affect, obviously, us, and we need to get as much information as we can and how this will play out.
What do you think makes you unique compared to the other candidates that are running?
I think probably my background, I guess. You know, being in media for 40-plus years has certainly given me a thicker skin than probably most people, and sort of allowed me to get up and have a louder voice than a lot of people. So that's one thing I bring to the table. The other thing is I've got kids here. My kids go to school here. I've got one. My son goes to Anglesey Primary. He's involved with the footy team here, plays in the basketball team here. My daughter's actually going to be in the One Act Play Festival, so you can check that out. She's going to be in the Blood Cries Out of the Soil.
Good cross promotion.
Which is really, really, it's a great event. So all those things make me a unique candidate, and I will take a strong voice to council.
And the final thing that we'll probably get you to do is the elevator pitch. Just give us a reason or the reasons as to why we should vote for you. Perhaps talk directly to the voters. Why should they put a number one next to your name on that ballot paper?
Because I will listen to the people. I will take their concerns to the table of council. I will make sure that they have all the information they need to make the right decision as far as our community is concerned. And first and foremost, I will also take a strong stand against moving boundaries on for the town, or moving the town boundaries.
Actually, one thing I should just ask, what do you think about council lobbying to state and federal politics? So, for example, on the issues around the climate emergency, what do you think about the council and its role to play in that space?
I think we should. Absolutely should. We should be talking to state and federal governments about exactly that. I mean, this is a serious issue, and we don't have time to have skeptics. We've just got to get in there, and we've got to push hard for it. And this all starts at home, and this is why I was talking about things like being aware of your town boundaries. What are the implications of moving town boundaries? What are the implications of the redevelopment of the Alcoa site? What are the implications of redeveloping tourism? You know, it's easy to say we're going to put this thing here and it's a big shiny ball and everyone's going to love it. But what is going to happen in 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years?
Well, Andrew, thank you for being on the program. Best of luck with your campaign.
Thank you very much, Mitch. And if you need a voiceover, give us a yell.
We might just do that. Thank you very much. Andrew Peters-Arnold joining us there. He's running as one of the six candidates running for Anglesey Ward. And I'm sure our sponsorship people would have been listening to that very closely, with a view to perhaps getting him down for a few voiceovers.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.